What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the OTTC podcast. We are joined by our OGs of K9 Arlo, K9 Haynes, and a new addition that you might recognize from TikTok, Officer underscore Pete, as well as yours truly, Sarge 114. Well, welcome in, Officer Pete.
Man, it's going on? This is a pretty handsome foursome right here.
I'm glad he's here finally.
Yeah.
That's right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We may be missing somebody, but we gain so much more.
I will say, though, he's pretty dedicated, waking up at 4 a.m.
Well, I did wake up 4 a.m. at least three times.
Multiple times. That was actually a test run to see how dedicated you were.
I think everybody's happy to have Officer Pete on board. I think you guys, as viewers and listeners, will have just an even better experience. I'm excited to see where this goes and where this comes.
So now you got somebody on the West Coast, you got two people on Southeast, and somebody kind of north. So
where are you? Let's hear a little bit about Officer Pete.
I'm up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and been a police officer about 10 years.
And he likes long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach. I like being called daddy.
Yeah, he does. Nice. So, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, well, welcome in. We're certainly happy to have you. If you haven't seen him on TikTok, absolutely drop down, give him a follow, and check out his videos. I'm sure you'll be entertained.
Do you have anything other than TikTok? Like Instagram or anything?
Yeah, Instagram.
Like for social-wise, for Officer Pete-wise?
Well, it's just my personal stuff, but there's nothing like too.
I think Pete should tell us about this last video he posted about a P.O. box.
Well, you inspired me to make a P.O. box. So
I did. Wow.
I still have yet to make my P.O. box video, but at least I have more than two videos on my TikTok, but we'll get into that later.
So I already should have known something was going on with this envelope when the return to sender said,
"Oh yes,
you will not know, or you will never know something like that." So I opened it up. There's a letter. I then proceed to pull this letter out. I see a pair of panties. I threw it right down. Put my gloves on. And inside this letter said, "Enjoy." They say, "Enjoy. Feel free to sniff. P.S. Left my scent."
Left. Their scent.
I forgot about that.
That made me want to do it up after the TikTok video was made.
I'm so happy you were able to receive those. I was worried they'd get lost in the mail.
Those are my favorite pair.
The amount of what's more disturbing is how many guys actually stitched the video and said, "Please send them back to me."
I think the Georgia landscaper
stitched it, was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, his was pretty darn funny.
His was the best.
Hey,
sent this cop pair of your panties. Now he's all butthurt.
No, that was
speaking of butthurt.
Not this go around. It'd be the next one.
So should I announce the exciting news here for K9 Arlo?
Yes, please. So we
make him wait till the end?
No,
I think this might be a good little topic because this is going to be a short one because this is a. Us introducing you and introducing somebody else to something else.
I just want to let everybody know that I've been waiting for this news for a good, half an hour at 45 minutes now because caveman down there can't figure out how to work a computer.
Hulk smash.
And so, yeah, let's hear this news.
Computer smash.
I think you, we both, yes. Me and you, right? Yes. All right, so go ahead and tell him. Why don't you tell him there, Mr.
Let's hear it.
Okay, good, Pete, you did the honors.
So apparently, K9 Arlo had reached out to Officer Tyler from TikTok 5, which I'm a part of. And we would like to formally invite you to join TikTok 5.
Oh, wow. See, I even asked you about it too. Because I had, what is TikTok 5 for the first of it? Well, I appreciate that.
Well, you're in it now, so you're just not getting out of it.
It's too late to apologize. What,
is it kind of like? I have no idea. I asked Officer, I saw it because I saw someone did a video with it. So I asked Officer Tyler, what is this TikTok 5-0? And he just said a bunch of guys that hang out and sound like an orgy. So he's like, I'm in.
So I've been in it since it was the original Donut Squad when we started that back in the end of August,
early September. Back when me and a certain somebody made it. Yeah. It's been transitioned to something great. It's been
a transition.
Oh, so this is the transition moment.
This is the transition.
Okay.
We've weeded out members that only wanted to
got deep fried.
Have a fun, like, just hang out and party. And pretty much what we do is for Franny, we raise about $4,000 for fighting against breast cancer. We do some fundraisers. It's legitimately, I think Officer Bate got it LLC'd for a nonprofit. So
super cool.
Yeah, and pretty much just trying to get back, you know, helping out.
Yeah, and they actually keep tallies of where the money's at, so you know where it goes.
We actually have legit, and just before LLC purposes, you know, you need to have a president, vice president, treasurer, all that stuff. So everything's voted on. Everybody's a group. Everybody's a voice. It's not like a dictatorship, but you have to have the titles for the LLC.
That's awesome.
That's why there's titles. So, but tonight they said that you were interested and you got voted to be a part of it.
Well, I appreciate that, guys. I'm excited. Oh, thank you.
Yay.
So when's the orgy though? Or is that not? Is that not part
that,
of it?
That will be
that's not included.
That will be mid-January with Sarge and Haynes.
That's okay. Yeah, there will be a lot of that.
That's an add-on package.
That's $50 a month.
That's the private members club.
That's when you get gold status.
Right. So
that's the OnlyFans version.
Well, I'm going to text the group and officially say that you.
He cordially accepted.
Fuck yeah, I did. I mean, beep. Yeah, I did.
Beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep. Beep.
Dumb now here. Ooh. So we're happy to have you in there.
Yeah, I think that was a good little intro of Pete and Arlo into the group. So
yeah.
So I think that was a good little.
This is the least amount of time I've ever heard Sarge not speak.
I had to take over for him because apparently I don't talk enough. Or show
you
my
don't.
Enough,
you don't. I kind of so make. Fine. I have to make you speak. I mean, pretty much.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Not a big deal.
But yeah, I think this was a good little podcast introducing Officer Pete, our newest member. And, yeah.
What else do we have going on though? Before we end this, because we have
real quick, Arlo, just so you know, I'll probably tomorrow or something. Do you have Snapchat?
No.
Okay, I'll get with you. We'll have to download an app called GroupMe. We just communicate on an app called GroupMe.
Okay.
And then everybody just puts stuff out there. But I'll fill you in on anything else right on.
Yeah.
So to cover a next topic, something happened to K9 Haynes recently.
Yeah, because
hang on. Hey, I'm not done. You wait your turn.
Do you want to wait till the next podcast to go over social media?
No. I'm explaining what's going to happen.
Oh, sorry.
You sit there and be quiet and let Kana Haynes talk for once.
Okay. Oh, is he here?
So.
Yeah, where's the dog?
So here's the thing. So something happened to Kana Haynes' TikTok. Stay tuned for next episode. But anyways. K9, Arlo, and Officer Pete are coming to Georgia next month.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are coming down to K9 Haynes himself's house for a weekend, which is going to be a disaster. And so apparently they're going to jump out a perfectly good airplane with us. Well, with me.
Well,
and Sarge is going to come too.
We didn't get a million. We didn't get a hundred thousand.
By yourselves.
I didn't get 100,000 likes. So
we'll talk about that next.
But I do want to add that everybody that donated. For this Christmas, the donations have stopped for it. I think we got a total of almost, $1,600? I think tonight will be the last night, but we got a total of like $1,600+ donated to us to support families during Christmas. Thank you, everybody who donated just a little bit.
I think we're going to do one last shebang tonight.
But when they hear this, it'll be done, and we just super appreciate everybody that's done it. I mean, $1,600. In a week.
We're going to give a shout out to SWAT.2422.
And Nina Bobina as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. They killed it.
They raised $495 yesterday.
In one day.
Yep.
So we are going to, I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what Haynes's plan was on what we're doing. Are we all each picking a family?
Well, we got enough to do it. Might as well.
So each of us picks a family. We'll split the money in four ways.
Well, we just send me and Sarge the same thing because we were at the same place. But
and then I'll send him his, and I'll do mine. Right. We'll all do a video of us donating the things, and of course with the kids' permission, the parents' permissions. And we'll do a whole little thing, and it'll go onto our podcast, TikTok, and we'll do a YouTube video on it too. I just think that'd be super cool to do a cool little YouTube.
Real quick, if you want to split mine between you three, the only reason I say is our municipality just built a giant new municipal complex. So we were in a huge transition, and I know with my chief to get all this set up with somebody, it's a frantic time right now. So.
Well, you can pick it on your own, though. We don't even have the police department. If you want to pick a family or a family that you know that needs some Christmas presents, I mean, this is totally off of police work.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if we're going to do the police thing, okay.
No, like totally
this is
just.
Like this app is intending to be. This is you being a human.
Yeah. This is.
I was just saying.
So we'll do it four ways, and we will hopefully it'll be 500 each. Yeah, 500 each. At five times four is hard.
Numbers are hard.
His eyes just.
$500
each. That's part of that group package.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about the orgy later. And we will we'll do some good things for our family. I mean, $500 to be able to give to a family.
That's a lot.
Right now, it's about $350 each, but even $350, we can get a lot of kids some gifts right. And some parents some stuff. So, thank you everybody that's done that. This podcast isn't the longest podcast, but we appreciate everybody that's stopping in and listening to us. We're super excited to have Officer Pete in the group. Anybody else got anything?
No. Tattoos, bro.
Everybody show.
Yes.
It wouldn't be complete.
All right. Well, I'm going to throw out our socials. You can follow us on TikTok at the official TikTok Cop Podcast. You can follow our Instagram, OTTC Podcast. You can follow us on Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. And again, just the OTTC Podcast, guys. Make sure you click those so you make sure you can get all our newest videos and audios. We're actually doing pretty good. I wanted to quickly do this. It's on our Anchor. So I'll talk to Pete about this later, but we use this Anchor app that distributes all our audio. And then obviously I do the YouTube. We have 400 followers right now. 415 followers to be exact on all our audio, not just YouTube, but just audio.
Well, look at there. I'm glad that you can math good.
That's not, well, it tells me right here. and that's, you know, that's more than I expected because when we put our first episode November 4th, that's a month ago, a little more than a month, but, and we've gained 400 followers on our podcast. So good job to you guys. Keep up. We're doing good. We've been having to deal with a member, losing a member, getting a member, and also our schedules suck.
Yes.
So, but at least now we have someone that's always on night shift like everybody else.
In the time zones.
Yeah. So thanks for stopping by, guys. Sarge, you want to end it?
No. I want it to go on forever.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thank you for stopping by the OTCC podcast.